Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. I'm Dr. Akina Finch, and of course, I have my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury, here with me, and we're getting ready to set this show off right today. How you doing, Vanessa?
I am doing great. I'm excited about this interview. Yes. How are you doing?
Okay, you know, I'm great. You know, I've been waiting. This is everything. So, without further ado, you know, as you can tell, I truly love this individual. She is the founder and CEO of Black Career Women's Network. She is passionate about empowering Black career women. So, without further ado, I would love to introduce Sherry Sims. How are you, Sherry?
I am doing great. Hello, everyone.
Yes, so glad to have you on, so honored. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and ask you the question that the audience is waiting on. What do you do to change the world via social media?
Wow. What I do, I bring level of awareness to that, you know, Black women can be anything and do what they want, you know, that we can break barriers in our careers. We can achieve or break the glass ceiling. We can overcome those obstacles that we face in the workplace that tell us that we're not good enough or that we don't measure up, that we do. We just need to make sure that we believe in ourselves and that we find places that will embrace us and accept us for who we are and allow us to be able to work in our gifts. So that's how I change it, is using social media to encourage women to really just reach, to try to reach their full potential.
Sherry, I'm loving how you are putting the word out that you are helping more people, because sometimes we are lost.
Yes.
We just don't know what direction to go to, who to be able to trust, who could be able to really have the great intentions and not trying to, you know, send us to another direction of what we already experiencing, just to be able to get them back on track and know that you do have support. So that right there alone is amazing. I'm just excited to be on the phone with you. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
What took place that allowed you to go this direction to be able to get this support system going for the network? Because sometimes it usually takes for a situation to take place, say, you know what, forget it. Instead of me going out there and trying to find it for somebody else, I'm going to create it. And that's what I love. People, if you don't see the opportunity, create the opportunity. You created the opportunity. But what happened that allowed you to say, I'm going to go this route?
Well, I think like a lot of women, just like you said, you know, where we hit a brick wall or we're being challenged, and all those things happen to me. I mean, what I talk about is real because I experienced it. And I think for me at the time, I was looking for a mentor, someone who looked like me, who was a Black woman, who was already at the level in their career that I wanted to be in. I have a human resources background, so I was looking to become like a director manager type of level. And looking for someone to help me with that, because I was really pretty much overlooked for promotion that I would say I was definitely qualified for and really should have been taken seriously for the position. And so I felt like, well, maybe I need to work on me. I was looking for someone, couldn't find someone, and I really got frustrated with that. I was living in a city at the time that has a very large African-American community, and I thought, well, there's got to be one Black HR woman professional in this city that will be willing to mentor me or at least start that process, and I couldn't find anyone. So being the resourceful woman that I am, and, you know, that comes from being a single mom, you got to be resourceful, right? And so for me, I thought, well, if I can't, you know, if I can't get it, I'll just create it. So I really created the network as a LinkedIn group, as a forum to open the dialogue for conversation about how can we, you know, progress in our careers, how can we overcome some of the roadblocks or the challenges that we have. You know, who can I talk to? So I really opened it up just to see who I could actually, converse with or you know, start a dialogue with to help me grow. That was really the intention in the beginning. But God had something planned, completely different down the road, which I had no idea that was coming my way.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I know that feeling, you know, looking for someone that looked like me and not being able to find it, and then eventually having to become my own mentor, you know, or reaching out to other areas who were interested in still mentoring me, even if they didn't look like me. And I know that we all know where you led up to today. So tell us the rest of the journey, because you had me all intrigued there.
Yeah, well, you know, at that point when I started the LinkedIn group, I was under the assumption that because it was this, I didn't see any other groups on LinkedIn that were geared towards Black women. So I thought, oh, this would be great. I can, you know, I can create this group. There'd be a lot of Black women who would join it because there really wasn't a lot of groups on LinkedIn at the time. And this was back in 2008. So I created a group thinking it would happen, and nobody was joining. It was, like, very slow. And so I pretty much forgot about it, to be honest. And then I made a change for my daughter's education. I found the school specifically that I wanted her to go to that was very small, very specialized, that can focus on her learning style. And so we applied for the school, so I ended up relocating to Ohio. And I had lived there before, but this school was something that brought me back to the area. And once we got back, I was still working in HR, and after about a year of working 12, 15-hour days, I was burnt out, and I was ready to do something different. So I didn't know what that looked like. You know, I thought, you know what, how can I take all this HR experience that I have and use it in a different way? So I was trying to figure out what that looked like, what could it be, and then something happened. I went to work one day, and one of my team members called in sick, and they were supposed to work a job fair. And so I volunteered to go and work the job for a table for our organization. So the day that I worked at the job at the table, there was a lady from a nonprofit who approached our spot and said, we're looking for partners, and would you be interested? And I said, well, I do have some community initiatives I need to meet for the year, so let's schedule some time to talk. About a month later, she came to my office and started talking about her nonprofit, and my eyes lit up. You know, I said, oh, my goodness, I want to go work there. And this nonprofit was a place where they prepare people for jobs. They had a job readiness program. So I thought, oh, my goodness, I can do this. I can help prepare people for jobs. I can teach them how to interview because, you know, that's my background. I'm a generalist. I hire people. I know how to position people and tell them what we're looking for as an employer. So I said, how can I come to work there? She said, we don't have any openings, but we would love to have volunteers. So I volunteered my time to the organization. And then there was one particular time I volunteered, and I happened to stay over and talk to some of the team just to catch up, and come to find out there was an opening for a coach. So I seized the opportunity to submit my resume and my cover letter to the president and interviewed, got the job. So I was so excited about being able to make this career change because my heart desire was like I was ready to get an HR and do something different, and I really felt empowered by being able to teach people how to become better job search candidates and how to become better professionals. And I just kind of saw this bigger picture in terms of what I could give to this organization until they offered me the job and they told me what the salary was. And then I thought, whoa, I'm about to take a $30,000 pay cut in order to do this job. But I did it with no hesitation because I really felt as if I was ready for something different. So it wasn't about the money. It was about me getting back to a place of enjoying what I do. So I took the position, and that was scary for me because you're talking about going from working for a Fortune 500 company where you're making a great salary, all these great benefits, and kind of just coming from this, you know, the corporate America culture into a nonprofit where you're not making as much, but the relationships and what I was giving back was a lot more fulfilling at that stage in my life. So after being in that position for about 3 or 4 months, I decided to go on to LinkedIn and update my you know, up my information, because we all know how important LinkedIn is to our careers, right, in terms of visibility and access to who we are. So I updated my information, changed my job title, of course, updated my job, you know, information. And then maybe a couple of weeks later, I started having Black women email me and call me and asking me for career advice. And as this went on for a couple of months, I was telling one of my friends, I said, you know, I keep having all these Black women calling me and emailing me and asking me for advice, and I'm trying to figure out where is this coming from. Now, granted, ladies, I still had not thought about my LinkedIn group that I had, the BCW, the Black Career Women's Network LinkedIn group. I completely forgot about it. But what happened was, it was one particular call I received from a lady, and she was telling me about a situation she had at work, and she was asking me how could I help her through this. And as I talked to her about it, I had a flashback to a similar incident that had happened to me in the workplace. And I got emotional. I really did. And you have some feelings, how we do sometimes. We get into our feelings. And so I told her, I said, you need to file an EEOC because you really do have a case. And at the time that I was sharing this information with her, I was nervous, but I also remembered that's something I really should have done for myself. So in a way, it was almost as if, my goodness, this is the advice I'm giving her is the advice I should have taken for myself, but I was too afraid to take that step to do it. And she did it. She did it, and she won the case. And at that point is when I realized that there were a lot of women who were like me who had been through situations at work, felt trapped, felt like they had no way to progress or see their dreams come to fruition within, you know, in the workplace, and navigate through some of the challenges that we have as Black women, dealing with the office politics and playing the game and the microaggressions and the perceptions that placed upon us, the stereotypes, all these things that we don't know how to navigate or handle. I realized at that point there were women who, just like me, who've been through these things, and I felt like I was all by myself when I was on that journey. And the whole entire time, I was never alone. There were other women who looked just like me who were going through the same things and felt the same way I did, lost, no direction, didn't know who to turn to, who to talk to, how to really find, get advice, and how to really deal with some of those challenges that we as Black women specifically deal with in the workplace. And that's when I said, you know what, I think I have something. So when I was talking to my girlfriend about the fact that all these women were contacting me, she said, you don't realize what you've done. And I said, no, can you tell me? And she said, you've positioned yourself as an expert or a coach, and you don't even realize it. I said, well, all I did was change my job title on my LinkedIn, you know, account. And she said, that's just it. You have this LinkedIn group. And then now you've gone into this coaching, this kind of coaching career, and it all makes it your profile. I never put two and two together. So that very same day I went into my LinkedIn group, and I had like 200 and something invitations to join the group. And I was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. And all these invitations were in the last 6 months. So at that stage, with the combination of the women contacting me and kind of having this epiphany and kind of having this emotional connection with the situation that this woman had, I really felt like, you know what, I feel like I have a voice. I have something to say. My journey is worth sharing. But not only my journey, but other women's journeys are worth listening to and having a place where they can be heard and helping them to resolve some of those challenges and gain confidence of being able to really succeed in the workplace the way they want to, the way that they deserve to succeed. And that's really how it started. So when I went into that LinkedIn group, I was amazed. I said, oh, my goodness, all these people are waiting to get into this group. Where have I been? And granted, now, this is 2 years later. So we go from 2008 to 2010 when this happened, and then going into 2011, is when I started to look at, my goodness, I think really that this is my calling, this is my purpose, this is my passion, and I want to be that advocate for Black women in the workplace. And that's how I got started.
Wow. you share so many nuggets Because I remember being in corporate America and the things that I have to experience in corporate America, you do feel like you're alone.
You absolutely
feel like you're alone. You feel like your back is against the wall. You feel like you have to settle. You feel like you don't even matter. You feel because you don't have the master degree that you don't qualify. That's what you feel like. You stay in a box, and you really don't have to feel that way. And it's good that what you done, you was open to be able to help other people, but not only help other people, you did it from the heart. You didn't expect anything else out of it in return. And sometimes all it takes is just for something to happen. There's a service that's needed, and you just created what you had to offer. And so now look what you created. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And LinkedIn I love LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is powerful. I'm such a LinkedIn advocate, and I do think part of the journey for me was listening to my inner voice. You know, not being afraid to say, you know what, I think that this is something that I should be pursuing. I should look at this and say, you know, women need to know that I was, you know, like you, I didn't know. I thought this journey was all mine, and I was beating myself up at certain times in my career thinking, what am I doing wrong? Why can't I, you know, reach this level of success that I'm working hard to attain, not realizing that, you know, it's not really me, that I need to see it from a different perspective. And I think part of why this network is so important is to help women to understand that it's not all you. It's not all you, and that you need to understand, when you understand the dynamics of who are the players involved that impact your success when it comes to in the workplace, and you understand how to deal with those relationships and handle it from a communicative perspective and managing your emotions, all these elements that make up being able to succeed, it gives you clarity, and it gives you confidence in what it is that you really need to do, and you're working from a different place within yourself, because you can go in and some women think that having the education is enough. That is just a mere fraction of what it takes to be successful as a Black woman in the workplace. And you know, your education can help open the door, but their education cannot keep you there. And that's what I think is the thing that needs clarity the most, is that it can get you in the door, but it cannot keep you there. And what is it about you and how you are perceived and how you communicate and how you manage your emotions and how you respond, you know, how are you handling yourself and navigating through the complexities and challenges that you have in the work to be able to break that glass ceiling on your terms? And that's when we understand that it takes a lot of confidence in knowing who we are from a professional standpoint and what that's going to take, then we walk into the office, we walk into the workplace with a different type of armor. We're not walking in with the perception of an angry Black woman. We're walking in as a badass Black career woman, and what we bring to the table, and being able to build relationships and maintain, and that's when we always show a level of respect, but we help them to understand who we are better and change that perception. And because your work can't always speak for itself, you have to bring you into it and let them see you for who you are, and make it clear that they need to respect that.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I mean, this has been quite the journey. And, you know, you use a platform such as LinkedIn to sit up there and map your path to your purpose. That is awesome. When people come to you,
I credit God for that. All I did was listen to the voice, you know, and that's because I give them all the credit.
Yes. I mean, but you let him use you, and that's definitely the point. And now you're in a position to where you can help other Black women reach their greater heights. So tell us, what does your typical coaching client look like? What areas do you specialize in, so that the people know how they need to come to you for help?
Well, for me specifically, because one of the things we want to do within the network is expand to where we can have a team of coaches who can help to coach women in different areas that they need it. But working specifically with me, I like to work with women and help them to discover what their true professional identity is, because it starts there. When you understand who you are from a professional standpoint, you can make better career decisions, right? So, but you still have to have this career life balance thing going on at the same time. So one of the things I like to talk about is, what are some of your core values? You know, what are the things that really drive you to make the choices that you make? What do you stand for, you know, in the workplace? And what are some of your deal breakers? Because just like in regular relationships with your man, right, you still got deal breakers with your man. So why can't you have deal breakers when it comes to your career, you know, the path that you're on? And so, you know, talking about what are those deal breakers for you, and in kind of helping to find what those are, helping you to create a personal brand that speaks to who you are, and then using social media to be able to relay that message, and using your social media to help to define your career and position yourself with visibility that can take you to the next level, using those tools to help people to understand who you are in your industry so you can go to the next level, because it may not happen in your current place of work, but it may happen in another organization within your same industry. And if you have a strong social media platform that you're using from a professional standpoint, it can help to have a clear picture of who you are, what you bring to the table, and it really sets you up for not having perceptive the classic or typical perceptions that sometimes they have of us unconsciously or consciously in the workplace. So that's really the thing I'm passionate about most, is starting from the very beginning of the core of you defining who you are. Because if I said to you now, can you tell me who you are? If I say, you know, just kind of describe who you are to me, you'll probably run down who you are from a personal level, right? I like to laugh. I love movies, you know. If my mama snaps at me, I'm going to cut her open. Who knows, right? And so those are things you can tell me from a personal standpoint. But can you explain and define to me who you are as a professional? Stand for, what are your core values? What does it mean to be a Black career woman to you? And so when you are clear about that part of the process of who you are, then you can gain clarity on the next step, which is defining the goals, defining your career, carving out the path and what direction you want to go, being able to face those challenges you may have with confidence and clarity and control of who you are to get through that. So instead of just kind of going around the problem, you walk through it. And when you walk through it, you gain more strength as a professional woman, and then you can also give back and mentor and then still take people along the journey with you. So that's, I like to get a little deeper into it. So working with me, I kind of like to get to the inner core. So the job search process of positioning yourself for interviews and selling yourself, all those things are just kind of natural things that we do that we need to fine-tune. But I like to get to the inner pieces of the professional part, because we do carry baggage. You know, if we've had problems in a job before and those things were never resolved and we move on and we go to another position, you may be carrying that professional baggage with you to the next role. And if something similar happens, or it may look like the same situation, but it may not be, you're going to respond the same way. And you're not growing. You're not learning from those opportunities that's going to make you a better professional or help you to understand how to stay in control and navigate through those things so you can grow.
Sherry, you're absolutely amazing. I'm loving the nuggets that you are dropping, because it's not meant for everybody to be an entrepreneur. It's just not. And so you to take what you learned and to still be able to let people know that, you know what, I still could be able to help while you're in that job career and make sure that you're still advancing and growing and everything else that you need. So that right there is amazing in itself. So I know that we are getting ready to come to a close, but I don't want anybody to miss who is Miss Sherry, who I am like, oh, my goodness. So I want you to take a moment to let people know how they can be able to find you. So I know the audience is going to want to connect with you because I know what it was being in the corporate world, so we get it. So take a moment to let people know how they can be able to connect with you even after our, you know, the interview and everything else.
Sure. Let's see. Well, you can find me on Facebook at Sherry Sims. That's my personal Facebook page. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is bcwnetwork.com, or just type in Black Career Women's Network. It'll pop up. We're also on Instagram. We're on Twitter. Our handle is bcwnetwork. Now, my personal handle on Twitter is bcwnetworkceo. So, and you can just type in Sherry Sims or type in Black Career Women's Network, and both of our handles will come up on that as well, and on Instagram too. So on Instagram, it's going to be BCW Network, but for Instagram, for my personal account, it's Sherry Sims Online. So you can just type in Sherry Sims Online to find me on Instagram. I'm very active on all of those platforms, so you can reach me of any of those. But if you want to email me directly, if you have a question or you're just thinking about working with me directly, you can email me at ssims@bcwnetwork.com. Oh, and then make sure you go to our website now. Now, I will say that my hosting provider crashed my website, so we're in the middle of a redesign right now. But you can go to our website at bcwnetwork.com.
Wow. I mean, thank you so much for coming on the show today and really, really dropping these nuggets about, you know, how they can use different social media to leverage and to move into the greater. You know, a lot of people are not taking those steps, and you are a true testament that if you step out there, you can make it happen. And, you know, if Sherry said something to you today that resonated with you, please find this podcast on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Yes. And Vanessa, do you have any closing words for the audience tonight?
Make sure that you connect with someone else such as Sherry, because she is the type of person who we are looking for, who's needed, and who is giving you great information. And so just go ahead. Go to your greater self, because you are worth it.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening tonight. And we're going to continue to bring you people who are changing the world via social media. So until next time, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.